Now on with more news stories. It's a death trap. New safety fears are raised about the Heartsease roundabout. Former Python Palin kicks off his latest tour in Norwich. And have you got some terrible artwork? If you have a wacky business, we'll pay you for it.
A global comedy star has announced he will be kicking off his new tour in Norwich. Sir Michael Palin has revealed he is visiting the city to launch his latest collection of diaries. The Monty Python actor has previously talked of his love for the county and has family links to Norfolk. He said, "My grandfather was a doctor in Fakenham, and my father was born and brought up here in a house called the Oaks, so I used to come here with my family on holiday to Sheringham for about 10 years, and also Southwold in Suffolk." In the fourth volume of his diaries, the 81-year-old revisits the years 1999 to 2009. Titled There and Back, it covers the most productive decade of his life against the backdrop of 7/11 and the 7/7 terror attacks in London, the financial crisis and the Iraq War.
Market stall to open. A pop-up store at Norwich Market is set to open permanently after a successful few months of trading. For the Love of Norwich opened its pop-up at the start of March and quickly became a popular city destination for those looking to buy home fragrances, artwork, cards and gifts, all inspired by the local landscape. After a great few months of market life, business owner Karen Williams has announced that the store will be made permanent. "The secret's out," she said. "After a few successful weeks as a pop-up stall, I'm taking over the stall 19. With more local artists and new stock coming, it will be better than ever. Thank you to everyone who has visited and supported my dream."
The long-awaited £4.4 million revamp of a notorious city roundabout has been described as a death trap for visually impaired folk. While the newly reconfigured five-way Heartsease Junction, which reopened to traffic on May the 3rd, has generally been received positively by people in the area, some concerns have been raised about the changes. Rachel Andrews, Vice Chairman of Inclusive Norwich, is severely sight impaired and regularly crosses the busy roundabout with her guide dog, Biggie. Rachel said, "It's a total disaster if you're sight impaired. There's so many issues with the crossing and paths. If you're sight impaired, you have to listen to traffic to know when to walk across zebra crossings. But the crossings are too close to the roundabout. There's too much going on. It makes it so difficult to discern if the traffic has stopped at your crossing or not, as the noise from the roundabout itself confuses you." A spokesman confirmed Norfolk County Council is looking to install a raised line higher off the ground later in the summer to help make things easier. He added, "The space available for improvements was limited, which restricted the opportunities to provide clear separation between pedestrians and cyclists."
A city beauty brand has been named among the best in the UK as it heads into the finals of a national competition. While it only opened in the Royal Arcade around 2 years ago, Junie & Co. has been taking the beauty industry by storm. The plastic-free vegan and organic makeup brand is run by Madeline White, who founded Junie & Co. with her mum, Suzanne, in 2020. Now, the Norwich-based cosmetic company has had a product shortlisted by CEW, Cosmetic Executive Women, a global organisation with more than 10,000 members, and will be heading to the UK awards ceremony later this month.
The owners of a new city eatery have made an unusual request just days before opening their doors. First Draft Kitchen is ready to open to customers in St Giles Street. Formerly the home of Al Dente, the new bar and restaurant will host chef pop-ups with different cuisines on offer every few weeks. However, as the last of the decorating on site is underway, a unique request has been made. "Calling the worst artists in Norwich," said owner Daisy Larkin, who is opening the venue alongside her husband Dan. "This is the bad art wall. We need to fill it. This weekend only, turn up at our empty bar with your worst pieces. Finger painting, awkward collage, GCSE final project. And if it's bad enough, we will pay you £1 for it and hang it forever until we get bored of it."